and welcome. It's our number two, of our radio program. And this hour, football in the lead on the comeback trail. What are the chances that Josh Gordon gets another job in the NFL? The Players Association has cleared him to come back. He's waiting final approval from the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And we will spin the Mather Wheel of Speculation on which teams will be kicking the tires on Josh Gordon. We'll do that right now in hour number two. Back in a flash. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we get out the lawnmower coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflage. By the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour coming from the Transaction Wire, although it's not actually a transaction yet, it is a transaction in the making. What is it, you say? An old friend. Some would say an old nemesis on the comeback trail, on the road back. And we are talking about Josh Gordon. Remember him? You remember Josh Gordon. Come on. Have you seen the latest? Have you heard what happened? Maybe not. So we have now learned that the NFL Players Association, the union that represents NFL players that typically gets walked on when labor negotiations come up, the NFL Players Association has given a recommendation. And the recommendation is that the NFL power brokers allow Josh Gordon to be reinstated. He has completed his latest treatment program for substance abuse. Now, the ball has been passed over to Commissioner Roger Goodell, and he will make the final determination about whether Gordon can be reinstated or not. Now, Adam Schefter says that Gordon had the COVID vaccine. I know you're very worried about that. And he has been cleared to play as soon as the football powers allow. And he is said to be in good shape. So let us discuss. Now, we've done many boilerplate monologues about Josh Gordon. So I'm a Josh Gordon expert on his comebacks to the NFL. So the question, what are the chances that Josh Gordon succeeds at getting another opportunity for gainful employment in the NFL this time around? So I am going to set the odds that Josh Gordon finds a job in the NFL at minus 570. That implies an 85% chance. 85% chance. Now, my views on this, you've got Ed Sheeran, Star Wars, and car rental. And we'll connect all of these together and make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, first of all, from this side of the microphone, having watched this performance before, this is not my first time watching Shakespeare. It is a mere formality that Josh Gordon is going to be reinstated. The fact that the union let this out, the NFL, everyone knows they're all on the same page here. This is how it's going to play out. Roger Goodell has softened up. He's become a bit of a Mr. Softy in recent years. The example in Houston of Deshaun Watson, an accused pervert who has not been suspended by Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell in years past would have punished Deshaun Watson sight unseen, but now he's letting him linger as his case continues to linger in the court system, the civil court system in Texas. But as far as Josh Gordon is concerned, having traveled down the beaten path and been down the road many times, this is what's known as a procedural move, right? It's all about procedure, right? Consider it a foregone conclusion that Gordon ends up on the job market. And the NFL does not mind enabling Josh Gordon. They know that he will likely fall off the wagon again. But I'll let him back, and then we'll do the same song and dance again down the line. Like if he can help a team win a game, even if it's only one game, not two, one game, then there's a team out there that will say, you know what, let's take a flyer on this guy. And NFL execs will go out there and they'll go full Ed Sheeran, and they will support Bad Habits. They will sing the lyrics of Bad Habits, right? They will treat you like bubble gum. They will chew you up and spit you out, which pay a lot of money. And so at this point, Josh Gordon, if he was in the regular working sector with his resume, it would be very difficult to go back. Most employers, when you have the track record that Josh Gordon has, the door would be closed. But the NFL, if you've proven that you can be good, even if you haven't been good in a long time, it's irrelevant. Someone will always say, you know what, let me just open the door and see who's there. Now, secondly, while we do not doubt that Josh Gordon will get an audition with some random NFL team, we question if it's worth the headache, and that's an obvious question. I think we know the answer to that. When you peek into the looking glass, Josh Gordon is one of those things that sounds better. Having Josh Gordon as a receiver sounds better in theory than in reality. And he has become what's known as a Star Wars opening crawl player. What is a Star Wars opening crawl player? I'll answer the question. A Star Wars opening crawl player is a guy that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away was good. And that's Gordon in a nutshell. When he was playing for the Cleveland Browns, they were a morbid franchise, and he was dynamite for the Brownies, right? He smashed the record book for a first-team All-Pro that year back in 2013, 1,600 yards receiving, 87 catches, was all over the field making amazing plays, zinging and running and gunning all over the place. Since then, cover your eyes bad. Don't even ask. And Josh Gordon, he's 30 years old, which is not old. It's not old in life. It's not old in sports. You're in your athletic prime. And you know how many appearances Gordon's made since 2014? 28. That's it. 28 since 2014. Most recently, he was released by Seattle, which is a kind way of saying, you're fired! After he had a setback in the demon category from substance abuse. And he sought out some help. That was back in December. This is the guy that missed the 2015 and the 2016 NFL seasons, the entire seasons. He last appeared in week 15 of the 2019 season. And now he is back ringing the doorbell saying, hey, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. All right, final thought. So known as Flash in his heyday, Flash Gordon is at this point roster spam. He is a warm body that used to be good, that maybe if you coddle the player the right way, you get something out of it. But he's really more like a car rental. Here's how I would classify Josh Gordon at this point. Think of this like going down to rent a car, but in this case, it's a rent-a-wreck. This car is battered and beaten. The fenders have been crumpled. The door smashed in a little bit. The upholstery torn up. Lived a hard life. Now, the car is not that old, but it looks older on the inside than it is in real mileage. There's not a lot of miles on it because the car hasn't been used that much, but it's been in a lot of fender benders. A lot of fender benders. And so is he even a serviceable player? That's an open question, right? He's someone that you can ride into the ground, and then you need a cold shower because at some point he's going to not keep his nose clean and something's going to happen. And it's the old line, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right? And what's fool me six times? What's that one? Do we know what that one is? That's Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon now, this is his sixth suspension, five of which were some form of substance abuse violation. So actually seventh. I guess the seventh time is the charm, right? So six suspensions. This would be the seventh time is the charm. And where are the most likely landing spots? You want to go down that path? You want to go down the garden path? Let's go down the garden path for Josh Gordon. Why don't we spin the Mahler wheel of speculation? The Mahler wheel of speculation for Josh Gordon. He wants to come back to the NFL. The union says he's cleared. All right. Round and round. Big money, no whammies. Stop! All right. The Mahler wheel of speculation. I'm looking at it right here. And it says that we have the Saints, Seahawks, Lions, and Raiders all on that list. Saints, Seahawks, Lions, and Raiders. The Mahler wheel of speculation.
The greatness of the Raiders.
Never wrong. The Mahler wheel of speculation. Now, New Orleans, they need bodies at this point. They are lacking the wow factor at wideout. Michael Thomas is out an extended period of time. We don't know when he'll come back. He's supposed to play at some point, but likely won't be for another month. Plus, Pete Carroll, he's already dabbled with Josh Gordon. And listen, Pete's a bleeding heart. He's the hippie guy. He thinks he can help this guy out and keep him on the straight and narrow and have him walk the line. So Pete's the guy. Now, the Lions, I'm putting them out there because I've never heard of anyone on the Lions depth chart. So Dan Campbell is, I know he's as crazy as a bedbug, and he'll eat your kneecaps and all that. So I'm tossing the Lions out there. And then I added the Raiders on the Mahler wheel of speculation because John Gruden is also a basket case, and he is one of these people that when it comes to talent, he will overlook a lot of things, and he will wax poetic and slobber all over the player that Flash Gordon was back in 2013, and he will look away from the player that he has been unavailable since the 2014 season, and he will rationalize. And any team that adds Josh Gordon is rationalizing. No, I'm not against second chances. Seventh chances, I might be against that a little bit, but life goes on, right, in the big picture, and it's a great testimonial to athletic ability. Because, again, if you have a job where you have the same track record of making mistakes, you could not come back to an employer in that job and say, all right, hire me. They would laugh at you. But the NFL is a different animal. And the NFL is like, okay, we'll make it work. Well, there's somebody that'll hire you. We got 32 places to work. Well, somebody will hire you. It is the Ben Mahler Show. It's alive! It's alive! If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox. That's a great line from the Frankenstein back in the day. 877-996-6369. And you can be part of the radio show. I teased this last hour, the jokester. And many people having a field day with the story out of Alabama. And we'll pivot over to college football briefly. Not really a college football story, but it's all about Nick Saban. And one of the Alabama players, doesn't really matter who, you don't know who many of them are, but one of the Alabama players revealing, shockingly so, that the head football coach of Alabama is a tremendous fan of a certain type of joke. Did you see this? You know which joke Nick Saban loves? According to this Alabama player, no, it's not Yo Mama jokes. This is the modern version of the Yo Mama joke. The modern version is these nuts, and he's a fan. We can say that we're in the safe harbor. But Nick Saban is a fan of jokes about nuts. He enjoys the comedy, and according to this Alabama player, I mean, he goes around telling these jokes. So, no. What's that about? Now, I enjoy a good joke also. Is this the way that Nick Saban now, as he's almost 70, he's going to turn 70 on Halloween. A Halloween baby. Nick Saban. So is this his way to be relatable and cool? Does Bill Belichick also love D's Nuts jokes? Or is he more of a Yo Mama joke guy? Like, what do we know, the comedy that Belichick likes? Or I don't know. That's a sad. Can you imagine Saban on the sidelines, who's just a hard ass, Nick Saban, right? Just, and he's got every blue chip high school player you could possibly want. He can go anywhere from sea to shining sea. Any high school football program, he could walk into that building and say, "I'm Nick effing Saban, and I want you to play football in Tuscaloosa." And 98%. Of those players, I don't care where they are, Texas, California, Ohio, anywhere, will say, "Yes, sir, I'm on my way." There's Nick Saban doing these nuts jokes. Yeah. And the other thing about Saban's great is that you watch Alabama play, and I mentioned this story. I was listening to the Alabama radio broadcast last weekend. They were playing some Little Sisters of the Poor and the Blind, and they were beating the snot out of them at halftime. And Nick Saban comes on, does the halftime interview, and he's essentially he implied that his entire team's a bunch of slapdicks, that they just don't know what they're doing. And he does it all the time. Belichick does the same thing. Now, right now, that makes sense because the Patriots are not going through a good stretch. But anyway. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll take your calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. A reversal of fortune. A reversal of fortune. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
It really pisses me off when balls go underneath Reese Hoskins' chin. It really bugs me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
John Deere in the pouring rain, thinking about my love for Mary Jane. Every breath in my lung, I'm dedicating to this bond.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys, or so I'm told. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Bars are in between, that is what these are, cold and indiscreet, 5 more years is long.
We're going to know 4 more months if Half Pint can do well in rehab. She'll be out calling the show again. Be just like old times. We found that out back on Monday. Hey, Eddie, do you enjoy D's Nuts jokes like Nick Saban? Are you a fan of D's Nuts jokes?
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know any. I can't tell any.
Well, they're like the updated version of your mama, you know, back in the day. No?
Could you tell me one?
No. And okay. I'll tell you why I won't tell you one. Because if I tell a D's Nuts jokes, the guy over there across the glass from you is going to save that and play that for the rest of my time at this company. So I'm not doing that.
Wow, you're very paranoid.
I'm not paranoid, Eddie. Every drop in there, I'm doing a segment of radio, professional broadcaster, and Roberto goes in there and slices it up and takes out of context audio, and trashes me. And it, people think I'm a cartoon character, and everything in that system, in the context, was professional broadcasting. Everything was professional broadcasting, and yet it gets sliced up, it gets thrown together, and people think I'm the clown. I got the.
You know,
clown
I've seen Peter King in his underwear. Do you know that?
What's wrong? That was in context.
What possible context could there be of you seeing Peter King in his underwear?
I was working at NBC, and Peter was the building in Connecticut there, and Peter was in there early to tape for some sitcom. It wasn't even a sitcom. I think it was like a news. It was a TV show that he was going to be on, like a drama, and he was going to be on there. So. He was in a couple of different episodes, and so he had to change wardrobe.
I'm not attracted to women.
And I happened to be in the green room, and Peter either didn't see me or didn't care that I was there, and he changed right there. It's one of those things. Once you see Peter King in his underwear, you don't forget it. You know.
Maybe he wanted you to see him in his underwear.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know. It's a vision that I will not have out of my head until my last breath is taken.
You pay me $500,000, I'll endorse a gay magazine.
Again, I was ahead of my time on that one. Now everyone's doing that. But back in the day, 20 years ago, nobody was doing it. Just Josh in Cincinnati writes in, says, I would take Josh Gordon on one condition. He accepts the Hollering James form of payment in weed. Contract would be full of hidden nuggets for special game performances. From Just Josh chiming in. Matt in Indy says, A-plus monologue, forget Flash Gordon. This dude's new nickname should be the human herpy. Wow, he just keeps coming back. F. Altuve and C-minus money Matt in Indy attacking C Money, who made his debut as a caller on the show, and he wanted to take on the entire world in the octagon. The entire bleeping world in the octagon. All right, to the phones we go. Get the dump button ready. Let's say hello to Angry Bill, who's somewhere in Florida. He's from Nutley, New Jersey. Hello, Angry Bill.
How you doing, Ben? I gotta ask you a question. And you got to be honest with me. I don't want all the baloney and all that stuff. But just tell us the truth. Tell your fans and me the truth. You were just jealous of these Mannings. Jealous, jealous, jealous. That's the word. Just put it in there and say jealous.
I'm not jealous at all. I have a great life.
You're worried about their ratings.
Well, that's a story, you big dummy. These guys got hyped up, you moron,
and they
got flies to watch them on television, and they're the royal family of football. The royal family of football.
Let's build up your ratings. Let's talk to beer drinking Ryan.
Let's talk about the most successful overnight radio show in sports radio today, right now. Yes, let's go head-to-head to a fledgling Peyton Manning who flopped. And why are you defending them?
Do you have a secret crush?
Bill, I mean, you want to announce something right now? You have a crush on Peyton Manning? You want to go into that right now? And you have his fat head up on your wall there? You wear his Peyton Manning cologne? Go ahead. I'm serious. I want to know. I mean, if you're a big fan, I didn't realize you were such a fan of the Manning brothers.
Hall of Fame quarterback.
Wonderful.
Jealous.
You want to suck his toes because he's Hall of Fame.
And
he's
the best one coming up in high school. He's better than these two.
You'll be dead by the time he plays in the NFL, so don't worry about that.
Why don't you tell something? Let's talk to beer drinking.
You'll be gone before he plays in the NFL. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
What about a 9-year-old girl? Answer that question.
Angry Bill's a bank robber. He robbed a bank, and he calls the show. He's a bandit, Angry Bill. He's told the story. He robbed a bank, and there he is. Like, so, oh, you shouldn't talk about the drug addict half pint and all them. Yeah. Meanwhile, he's a bank robber. He's a con, Angry Bill. From what the stories he's told on the air, his own words. Let's go to Dan, who's in Wisconsin. Hello, Dan.
Do you have no black cat, the rolling candles, the screaming babies?
Yeah, that's out of context audio is what that is. That never makes the air, but it continues. I give a guy credit for trying. He's giving it a shot. He keeps going for it. All right, 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369. The Shadow Knight writes in, says, did y'all see this? They are going to run a NASCAR race in 2022, inside the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the quarter-mile oval track, the week before the Super Bowl. I did not see the date. I did see the headline pass by that NASCAR was planning on running a race in L.A. I've been to NASCAR races before. Is that going to do well? Will that in that environment at the Coliseum? It'll be unique. It says February 6th. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, the Super Bowl is being played in Inglewood, so they can do it in L.A., and then the Super Bowl will be played in a different stadium, so they can totally tear up the Coliseum. I wonder, doesn't SC run the Coliseum now, the University of Southern California? They took it off the hands of the city of Los Angeles, the Coliseum Commission that had run it back to the dismay of Al Davis back in the day. I'll check it out. I will watch. I will flip on the television. Whether or not I will actually attend, I don't know. That's a ways off. February of 2022. So I'm not sure that I will be able to attend. Let's see here. I can't read that one on the air. Mike says, what the heck was that song? Well, that was a song by Just Josh, the song we played here a few minutes ago, Just Josh and Jay Scoop, a classically made tune. We have many unique songs about the show that have been made by listeners like that. And so we love all of them. They're all anything we've played on the air, we love. They're great.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Buffalo Bills will now require all fans ages 12 and older who attend home games to receive COVID-19 vaccines. Apparently, proof of a negative test no longer accepted at their games. And any fan under the age of 12 will be required to wear a mask. And this from the NBA.
I saw it. Before you move on there, I saw some blowback from the Bills Mafia.
Is that right?
Not happy about this. Very upset. Angry.
Okay. Also, the NBA announcing that they will not require players to be vaccinated for the
Wait a minute, you got to be required to get vaccinated to go to watch a stinking Buffalo Bills game but not play in the NBA? What's up with that?
I don't know. Just reporting the news.
The news guy?
Yeah.
I'm the messenger.
I'm the messenger.
You're fake news Garcia is what you are.
No, hard news Garcia.
Hard news Garcia? Yeah. Okay.
Got that back in the day when we had... was it the Gulf War was going on, and they made us do news updates.
It's an outdated reference. Yeah. I mean, that's a long time ago.
Coop never even heard of that.
Yeah, he wasn't even alive when the Gulf War was going on.
No, he was not.
He's been alive for the last couple wars, but who are we at war with now? Who are we going to war with? I know we left Biden left Afghanistan. Who you're the news guy.
I was
guy,
alive during the Gulf War.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Remember the Patriot missiles, Eddie?
The Scud missiles, I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't old enough to, like, remember it, but.
Yeah, you guys are old. Yeah. I used to listen to Eddie give me updates on the radio when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. You guys are old.
No, I wasn't around. Eddie's the old guy. Yeah.
Well, I am the oldest, but you're also old.
Nah.
Yeah.
Eh. Yeah. All right. You done?
Roberto, you're probably already drinking by then.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, but he's only 10, so it's, you know.
I was drinking when I was 13.
13, really?
Yeah.
You sure you were 13 and not 12?
I could have been 12. Who knows?
Now, who started you drinking, Roberto? Was it like a family member? Was it some friend of the family? Like, who led
with
you
the friends.
The friends?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like some uncle that took you out and said, all right, you're.
Or our my buddy's aunt would buy us some Mickey's from 7-Eleven.
So your aunt helped you out. She was
my buddy's aunt.
Yeah. Did you have a fake ID when you were?
I actually had my uncle gave us a shot of tequila when we were in Mexico. Back when I was like 8 years old. And I woke up in the middle of the night and my cousin was blowing chunks.
Well, the illegal drinking age in Mexico is 8, I believe. So.
And the funny thing is my cousin, he doesn't drink and I do. So.
Oh.
I guess you didn't like it.
You didn't answer the question, though.
What?
Did you have a fake ID?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would use my brother's ID.
No. Okay. I had a fake ID.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was easier to get in the old days. I'd go to bars and stuff, and we'd go out and do things.
Yeah, I would use my brother's old ID.
What?
I went to the back of, there's a meat shop called Melody Meats. I remember the name of it. And a guy had told me, hey, this is the place you go, and. It's not around anymore, but obviously I can say it, but it's been many years. But the guy's like, yeah, you go in the back there, and if you pay the guy an extra, X number of dollars, you can put whatever age you want on the ID. It's like
And back in the day when times were different, you can ask somebody to before they're going into the 7-Eleven to buy you some booze.
Yeah, yeah.
And get them extra cash. Be like, here, get whatever you want for yourself.
I was always afraid they were going to just keep the money or the booze and just walk away, you know? What are you going to do about it? Like, they're adults, you're a kid.
Yeah,
most people don't think that far through.
Thought it through too much.
Yeah.
Assume people are going to be upstanding when they buy kids booze.
Yeah, because that's such an upstanding thing to do is buy an underage kid's beer.
And you should not do that, Ed. You should not do that. That's wrong. You should not do that.
The other thing people used to do was do a beer run. You know what the beer run is?
Yeah, you go grab the beer and run.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try that at
Ben,
home.
Ben never, that's illegal. Ben never did that because he couldn't run very fast.
Well, it's like, it's same jokes as Friday. It ain't.
It's like the old line when you're with your friend and you're out here in the forest and a bear chases after you. It's like, how fast do you be? You just have to be faster than the person next to you. So I was always the guy. If you were out in the forest with a bear, I'd be the guy the bear would eat. That would be the thing. And bear food. But, I did. One time I was out with some friends at a restaurant in Hollywood, and I had the money to pay for the bill. The rest of the people did not, and they dined and ditched. They took off. And that was like, that was not cool, man. I'm still pissed about that.
Yeah, that's whack.
You can't. If you're going to go to a restaurant, you got to have enough money to cover the bill. If you don't have enough money, just drink water. You know, it's like, come on. Anyway, all right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We're going to have Maller to the third degree coming up in a little bit. So Josh Allen did not play particularly well. He sucked at a time you cannot suck for the Buffalo Bills in their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he did a recent interview, and Allen talked about some superstitions. He was actually doing an interview with his running back there, Zach Moss, on his podcast or whatever he's got going on there. Anyway, Josh Allen, doesn't matter where he said it, it's interesting. Josh Allen said he was slightly superstitious. And he says, unless they're playing a night game, he does not eat on game days. He does not believe in eating a nice meal on game days. And then the next thing that he said had a lot of people scratching their head. Allen said that after pregame, what he would do when the Bills are playing a Sunday afternoon game, like, for example, against the Steelers, after pregame, Allen says he would go in and throw up. He would take a ride on the vomit comet before the game. And he said that he does that every day game the Bills play. And he also says he's got like 7 songs on his playlist, and they're all like old Frank Sinatra, Elvis songs from that era. He says they calm him down. They calm him down. And he's very methodical. He said there's a word for this. I don't remember the words, but he says he has to put the right sock on, has to put the right, on the right foot. The left sock has to be on the left foot. And you can't confuse him. You can't confuse him. He has to tighten his shoulder pads a certain way. He has 6 loops on the left on each side, and everything's got to be symmetry. Symmetry for everything. That's just the way he operates. And then he said that even when he's watching television, the volume on his TV and his radio in the car, they have to be an even number at all times. No room for odd numbers. And he said that if he turns his car off, Josh Allen, and he accidentally hits the volume button while he's looking away, he then has to turn the car back on to make it an even number and then turn it back off. Well, this is some major mishigas for Josh Allen. I cannot puke on command. I don't have that ability. I'm unable to do it. I wish I had. That's a good way to lose weight. That's actually not a good way to lose weight, but you will lose weight that way. Can't do it. I only have puked when I felt sick. And I have to have some kind of stomach ache, some kind of stomach issue to puke. But some people can puke on command. Remember a couple years ago, there were guys on the Eagles that said every morning on game day at like 5:30 in the morning, they'd get up and puke to get the demons out of them. And the things that people do. I know before the show, I don't puke. I normally wait to puke until the microphones are turned on, and then I'll puke once the microphones are on, so you can hear me vomit all over the microphone. That's something different. That's something different. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. I got Maller to the third degree. Here is the Insta trivia, and here it is. Anquan Boldin had 217 yards back in the day in his NFL debut for the Cardinals. That is the most since the merger. Blank has the second most receiving yards in an NFL debut since 1970 when the merger happened. Again, Anquan Boldin has the record over the last 50-plus years, most receiving yards in a debut since the merger. Blank has the second most receiving yards in the NFL since the 1970 merger. Fill in the blank. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
My girlfriend's high school just announced today that they're changing their mascot.
Oh, very interesting. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Coop's always liked him young. He's always enjoyed him young. I don't know why. And here is the Insta trivia, Anquan Boldin has the record, 217 yards in his NFL debut for the Cardinals many, many years ago. But blank has the second most receiving yards in the NFL since, in a debut in the NFL since the merger. That is the question. What is the answer? And a number of answers, as you might imagine, flying in here to the magic box, the magic machine that keeps track of all that. Milkman Mike says the only bank Angry Bill robbed is a piggy bank. That's out of context. Dave Meggett from Rob the Goat Man. Deshaun Jackson from J-Dot in Utah. Stony Case from Arik in Minnesota. James the Machinist is going with Justin Jefferson. The Dunham account says Stone Cold Steve Austin. Flanker Max McGee from Sean in the Valley of the Sun. Richard M. Nixon, guessed by David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. Jimmy from Maine's going with Ben Barefoot Mallard. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes. Former New York Giants star wide receiver Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker.
Good nickname, but no. This is a Steeler legend, Eddie. Louis Lips. Louis Lips of the 1984 Steelers had 183 receiving yards.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And away we go, Koopaloop.
After Max Scherzer's near-perfect game where he collected his 3,000th strikeout, he shared some nice words with Clayton Kershaw and told the media, quote, "Hopefully I'm here and I'll be able to watch his 3,000th strikeout as well." Now, Ben, that begs the question, what are the odds that Kershaw is still here for his 3,000th strikeout?
Well, if I was calling the shots, he would not be with the Dodgers, but I'm not calling the shots. So there's a 25% chance. There's a 75% chance that Kershaw is not long for the Dodgers. And, heck, there's a chance he won't even get the 340 more strikeouts to get to that magical number. But the way the Dodgers management is being run right now, I say there's a 25% chance. Next!
So the Jacksonville Jaguars have now allowed 24-plus points in 16 straight games. This is the longest streak in NFL history. I've been looking ahead at their schedule. When do you see this embarrassing streak coming to an end?
Well, if they tackle like a bunch of matadors, they're not going to end the streak. It was embarrassing to tackle. They were in position in that game to make some tackles, and the Texans were running through them. But looking at their schedule, the games that pop out, the Dolphins don't have a dynamic offense. The Falcons, they've got those games coming up, week 6, week 12. So there's opportunities for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They play like that, forget about it. Next!
Browns DB Ronnie Harrison Jr. was ejected from the game on Sunday after shoving Chiefs running back coach Greg Lewis. Myles Garrett told the media that Harrison deserved to be tossed, but that the Chiefs coach should have been ejected as well. Do you agree?
I think none of them should have been ejected. It's tackle football, all right? What are we doing here? They're not playing patty cake, and I wouldn't have ejected the player. I wouldn't have ejected the coach. It's ridiculous. How do we do, Coop?
You pass this edition.
There it is. That's a winner!